Wake Up Call continues now. Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, it's the good, the bad, the dumb here on a Tuesday on Wake Up Call. Tony D and Ron Culver. All right, let's get the good of the day.
We have a lot to get to, by the way.
All right, I can't wait.
Yesterday was kind of an overload, and I thought about, maybe I should spread them all out. But, there's some of these stories are just too juicy. We got to get through them.
All right, I'm leaned back in my chair, ready for the ride.
Good. The good of the day is Discovery ID. Check it out if you have that channel on your cable.
Okay.
On your cable. Because if not, you might have to order it. Because they are announcing a sequel, and I'm using that in quotations. If you can see me, I'm using finger quotes. A sequel to Tiger King.
A sequel to Tiger King?
Yeah. Now, here's the catch. None of the original people, as far as the producers, cameraman, director of Tiger King, are involved in this sequel.
Okay.
But the sequel is mainly, and Discovery ID, just give you a little backstory, they deal with a lot of crime stuff.
Oh, okay. So they're going to be focusing on these guys as criminals.
Well, not these guys. Just one person in particular.
Carol Baskin.
Yeah.
So the whole Carol, it's going to be Carol Baskin's story.
It's going to be, actually, it'll just be about the disappearance of her husband, Don Lewis.
You know, the guy on Dateline NBC, I wish I could remember his name. He's been doing it forever. He does those like stories. He'll go into a tease but there was more to this story. A lot more, and something she never considered, and something she didn't know, and then goes to break, and then you come back. I'm surprised they haven't done something on this story. This sounded like certain people in the crime industry kind of knew about this before Tiger King, and now all of us are catching
up. Well, we had talked about it a couple of weeks ago that the sheriff's department there decided to reopen the cold case.
Yeah.
And he has been flooded with tips.
Where were
these people beforehand? Here's Discovery ID's statement. Love her or hate her, Carol is now in the center ring of the big cat circus. Is she a selfless crusader and protector of animals who found unimaginable strength despite the mysterious disappearance of her husband? Or are we witnessing Carol Baskin's master plan finally take effect? Despite her claims of innocence, did she orchestrate the disappearance of Don Lewis to seize control of his fortune, consolidate power, and lay waste to her foes? No one seems to be talking except for one man. And that man is the center of ID's upcoming investigative series.
So I have a question about this. Now, listen, I don't have a criminal mind. I don't know how that stuff works. Don't you have to be, and again, I'm totally naive on this, don't you have to be really smart to in this day and age to get away with killing somebody? I remember, I agree with you. I remember when I was in college, I was in a sort of a debate class. It was basically an argument class. It was mostly for people who wanted to be lawyers, but I took it anyway. And we talked about a case where a man killed his partner or something, or like whatever it was, and put the person's body through a wood chipper, right? And then people thought that he was insane, but the whole idea was get rid of the body.
Yeah.
Right? And habeas corpus, I guess, or all that. Get rid of the body. And it wasn't, So all of a sudden that made sense. In her case, if she did feed her husband to the tigers, I can't believe I'm falling down this rabbit hole.
No, it's okay. Just
right,
admit the
that
truth.
Exactly. That seems to be sign of somebody who knows what they're doing, knows how to do this.
Right.
Because Chris Rock has a very good joke, right? Chris Rock has a joke about everybody's wanted to kill somebody. What prevents most people is an episode of CSI. Because you watch CSI and you go, oh no, they're catching me.
Yeah,
they're catching that drop of DNA sweat that I left behind. I'm not that smart. The CSI people, they're like, oh, look at that. That paint looks different. And then they find fingerprints. That's what I That's what I. Carol Baskin's probably like, no, just get rid of the body. They'll never catch me.
They would find that one strand of hair.
Right. Exactly.
In your car. Exactly. You're like, okay, how do I justify that? Well, I used to give this person rides all the time. What?
Yeah. So she is. If
so
she
she's
did
under
this
investigation now, you know who the one man who knows everything is, right?
That would be her, would it be her? No.
No, the investigation you didn't get to see, revealing the secrets only Joe knows.
Really?
Yes.
So, oh, God, this is
the
crazy.
Exclusive footage that has never been shown in the search to answer the one question every person in America is asking themselves right now. Although she's denied it, is Carol Baskin responsible for the disappearance of her husband, Don Lewis?
That's. I could see her. I could see her killing him. The feeding of, to the tiger thing, maybe.
If you want to get rid of a body.
Yeah, if you want to get rid of a body, but that's still a lot of getting rid of a body.
Well, I mean.
Like, they got to eat the whole person.
Well, yeah, but I guess if you cover it in sardine oil.
I guess they would eat the whole
and
thing.
Tigers' digestive systems can disintegrate bone.
Yeah.
We've learned all that. I mean, it's the perfect murder.
I got you. All right. I'm looking forward to this. I mean.
That therein lies the problem, because they need to come out with it sooner than later, because I don't know how interested we're going to be once quarantine is up.
Yeah, that's very
true.
I think
once quarantine is over, we're going to have like a TV purge for a little bit.
Yeah, and I'm telling you, I've said this before. Sometimes we catch these things and then we go all in and then we totally forget. And there's an investigation, and we're not as interested in it anymore. And,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay. But, yeah, well, you know, the guy who said, well, we're reopening up the case and we've got a hotline for you knew he was like, oh, my God, I got to go through 700 of these a day.
Of course.
1,000 of them a day. Here's Cheryl in Peoria, Illinois, calling in going, I know where you can find that body. You check the cage of the third tiger. And, you know, like, oh, God, click. Right. Check the stool samples of the tigers. Click. I mean, yeah. I mean, I'm sure he's like, oh.
Check under the fingernails. You'll see some dead skin.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Just every day he's probably inundated with constant stuff. But this is going to be good. So yeah. What's the channel again?
Discovery ID.
I love it. Great.
Yeah. So hopefully we'll keep our fingers crossed that it's that it delivers.
Come soon. All right, the bad of the day?
We got two bads of the day.
Oh, two bads of the day. Okay.
Yeah, one is it a disappointment that that Twitter did not disappoint us when it came to all the memes and GIFs of Queen Elizabeth's green screen dress?
Yeah.
Did you check that out?
I saw a little bit of that.
I mean, if you didn't catch it, what was it, Sunday? Either Saturday or Sunday, she delivered a speech. Only the fourth time in her entire reign. That she's made a public speech. And, you know, very, very eloquent in the way she spoke. You know, you felt comfortable. I don't know, it was a weird feeling. When I watched it, I was like, I feel comfortable having you talk to me about coronavirus. I'm not as scared anymore. Yeah.
No, I'm an American. I don't need monarchs to tell me how to feel.
I'm not saying monarchy. It was like as if your grandmother was telling you.
No, that is true. That is true. She was very good. She was very good.
But
here was the other thing too. They don't usually speak. Monarchs don't usually speak. So this is not part of the protocol.
Fourth time in her reign. She's been what, queen for like 800 years?
Yeah, that's right. When we did that bit about Poor Prince Charles never going to be king.
He's not going to be king.
Never.
He's never going to be king.
Never, ever.
He's not. I don't even know if he's king of his own household. But anyways, she wore a green dress, and people across the globe, especially in America, because we don't need monarchies over here.
That's right.
You wear a green dress, you're asking for it.
You are asking
for it. And Twitter did not disappoint. My God, the different outfits that were shown. My favorite I saw was somebody put her in a Star Trek, the red Star Trek.
How awesome is that?
I was like, oh,
that's great.
That's terrible.
By the way, don't you think she should have had somebody that goes, hey, I know how this works. I'm really smart with this. Don't wear the green dress.
Yeah, don't wear the green one.
Yeah, I know all about this.
But it's March and green is the color.
It's the color of spring. Don't wear it, ma'am. Do not wear it.
Yeah. So, but, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Was it a disappointment to us that we all knew that Twitter would not disappoint?
That's right. That's right.
We just knew it was going to happen. Once I looked at that dress, I'm like, oh, man, something bad is going to happen. And can you really do that to her? Can you really? Yes, you can.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can.
That's what 1776 was all about.
That's right. All right, what's the second bad?
The second bad of the day. Do you remember this little movie called Purge?
Yes, I do. Yeah. Okay, the number of sequels.
And it does have a number of sequels, but I want you to go back to the original, right?
All right. When Ethan Hawke?
When Ethan Hawke is closing the gates, right, there was a siren. And I'm going to play the siren for you just so you can refresh your brain what the siren sounded like. And this announced the start of Purge. Now, it's very ominous, very spooky sounding, right?
Right.
Like, I mean, and there's a little bit of dramatic music, obviously, to really sell it. Well, the Crowley Police Department in Louisiana, this is where it's really bad. I don't know who thought of this, but this was their way of kind of driving around town announcing that curfew is in place.
Oh, God. Somebody did that on purpose.
Somebody had to do that
Absolutely
on purpose.
Absolutely did that on purpose.
They were forced to issue an apology and say, you know, the police officers are no longer in charge of choosing the siren, I guess.
Please. They knew what they were doing. They knew what they were doing. That's so true. They totally knew what they were doing. There are a number of siren sounds you could choose from.
Yeah,
that's absolutely.
You know, you're in the South. We all have tornado warnings.
Sure.
Just throw the tornado siren up there.
Exactly. It's all good.
And just know people like, hey, it's a clear day. There's not going to be a tornado. Trust me.
Absolutely.
But the siren is to let you know the curfew. I mean, why even have, you know when curfew is going to begin?
Yeah.
You don't need to throw a siren out there, especially with the purge. I wonder how many people were out there like, oh,
no, boy.
Finally.
Yeah. I can now burn houses down and rob people and kill them and whatever it is you want to do.
I'm going to get my Carol Baskin on.
That's right. All right, the dumb of the day.
The dumb of the day is, you know, you and I have done our best to warn people. We've tried and tried again to warn America about Skynet.
Of course. It's one of our big things that we've done since we started this program.
Coronavirus is no different. It's going to lead to Skynet. We have a robot or a drone, and this is what the drone was announcing over New York City.
That's amazing. That's Twilight Zone-esque. That is every episode of Twilight Zone that I saw from the 60s, the black and white one that I saw that always talked about the future.
Yeah.
It was always a computer. It was always a robotic voice. It was always a robotic voice giving you orders.
Watching this video, this drone is hovering over, I'm going to guess, maybe the Hudson River, maybe the East River. I'm not really sure which river. It's over a body of water. People are out walking back and forth, maintaining social distance. I mean, you know, the only time there's a crowd is when they're crossing each other, when they pass each other. And this drone is just firing at them, saying, maintain social distancing, you know, keep 6 feet away from it. You heard the thing. And
isn't it amazing?
It's the beginning.
Isn't it amazing how quick we got there? Like, we always talked about it, but we always knew like there'd be a whole bunch of things that would have to happen for AI to really start. Like, people were really reluctant to use the auto driving cars and, you know, stuff like that. But eventually you could see it down the road where it would, it happened in 3 weeks. We went from not needing to do that to needing to do that. It was that quick. And people went, yep. Like, the mayor of Los Angeles was on TV congratulating people who called the police on their neighbors.
Yeah.
He was telling them how great it was, and you're going to get rewarded for doing that. Like, that's how fast this all fell apart. That's how quick it went to this dystopia of anarchy, right? This whatever it is you want to call it. That's how fast we went. Drones telling us to stay away from each other. Politicians saying you'll be rewarded for calling out your neighbor who went out for a jog.
Yep. Police departments using this siren.
Yep, using this siren. That's how quick. All right, that's the good, the bad, and the dumb on Wake Up Call.